WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Hello, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
It all eat.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE, I think it was. You took your Alpha 3. Alpha, can you see it? What machine are you coming in on?
I'm coming in on, I think, the Detroit repeater 147-200.
Wow, boy, they've got a lot of these linked up, though. You're doing a pretty good job.
Roger on that. I got it on low. I'm on the 30 watts from the 29 here. Where are you at? Up by Flint?
In a town called Vassar, northeast of Flint, probably about 45 miles.
Hey, Roger on that. Well, you're sounding really good this way, too. I'm in Windsor, Ontario, just across from Detroit. So what repeater are you hitting? Are you hitting one of the Flint ones?
No, it's out by the bay. Guilford. Kind of like Quantica Sea, Guilford area. It's at the bottom end of the bay. There's a giant tower there. They've got a lot of remote receives for it, but it's a monster of a repeater up there. And it's linked to Flint and Lapeer and Fenton and Lansing. There's a bunch of links.
Hey, Roger on that. Well, that's great. Yeah, covers a lot of area then. Peter, very good. Yeah, I've talked to a few people in Lansing. I've talked to somebody in Midland. Where else am I trying to think of? I'm not on this one too often, but when I'm bored, I like to come on this one and see who's out here, especially when it's linked like that. It's pretty cool that we can talk and that we're far from each other, but we can still link up.
Oh, yeah. Do you have an HF radio set up yet?
Yes, I do. I have an ICOM 7300, and I just set an antenna. I have a very small bird, and I couldn't run I didn't really measure it. I should have measured it before I bought this antenna, but I don't think I can run a proper long wire. I don't have trees or anything, but I bought one of those diamond, like on the ground, and you you gotta push up the whips on it. It goes up to 22 feet. I've been kind of experimenting with that at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a vertical antenna, yeah?
Roger, it's a vertical antenna, yeah. But I've been using, I'm a new ham just a few months in, since maybe January, February, so. I was using my old Antron 99 on 10 meters and 15. I was making some good contact when there was good conditions. I got into Beirut, Lebanon. I got into Tokyo, Japan with it at about 85, 91. Not too bad when conditions are running, but it's been really terrible on the propagation at the moment. We've got no conditions.
Yeah, from here to your place, it's a pretty good hop on NVIS, but you won't do the NVIS or the vertical. The takeoff angle is kind of low, and they're omnidirectional. So, they sell a loaded. My buddy Gary and his wife just got two loads on it that are adjustable, and it's got telescopic whips on the end, and these extender pieces, and a tripod you can get for it. And we run it on 40, and I had no problem getting into New York on 40 with 20 watts from the Zyguru G90. And that thing does just about from 2 meters all the way down to 40. And it does a real good job at it, too. I was pretty shocked at how well it does. And it'll fold up, pretty much go in a backpack. The tripod, not so much, but the rest of it fits in a little case.
Roger, that sounds like a good antenna. Yeah, that's really what I wanted this antenna for, this diamond for 20 and 40, since I could only get on 10 and 15 meters. So I got on yesterday. I talked to somebody in Minnesota, even though conditions were terrible, and I think I got somebody in Tennessee. So it's working pretty good. Not too bad. I'm just going to experiment with it for now. Quite expensive antenna. I paid about $700 for it. And I bought some brand new RGT-13. I tried this other coax I had, and it wouldn't tune up on the 7300. So I bought some brand new RGT-13, and it seems to be working a lot better. But yeah, they're making some nice antennas now that are kind of portable. You can do a photo with them, and if you have a small backyard or you have a homeowners association, then you can still get on the air, which is good.
Yeah, that thing he's got, you can do like an upright V or a kind of a sloper, or you can do a dipole, and we run it on a couple different bands, but I wanted to try it on 40, and it does. It works really good, but you can run it as a vertical as well, but they sell like a separate thing with a bunch of counterpoise. So you can run it as a vertical. So you can go, you can easily do 6 meters, but you can go right on down to 40 meters. And with a vertical, you do a little bit more DX action on 40 than you do with an NVIS. But the NVIS will get a little bit of both, but there's a lot of separation. So if you want to do guys local, guys and girls local, get something horizontal for 40 meters, and you'll really enjoy it.
Roger on that, yeah. Well, they're making a bunch of different antennas. I think Chameleon's got one like that too, which is a V. And then you can put it into a vertical, into the load. So I think it was Chameleon I was watching on YouTube and making different videos. But, yeah, what are you running here for the 2 meters? Do you have an antenna or just on your HT?
On HT, usually I'm in the vehicle. Got a little bit of gain here on 440, but with this I'm just about, I'm doing 5 watts, but just using an HT here in the house. I don't have anything really set up here yet. I've got a long wire out here for HF, but it's pretty much horizontal, and yeah, it's a pretty nice antenna. I think you give 2.5 or $300 for it with the tripod on eBay, and they seem to be going up, and they're catching on. It's got a pair of loading coils on it and two relatively long telescoping antennas on the ends, and it's got some expansion bars for right up to where you plug everything in at. KB8OLE.
Sounds like a good antenna. Very good antenna that you've got there, yeah. BA3AII. Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm just talking on for the 2 meters. I got a J-pole. I had it just on the tripod, and I put it up about 25 feet. And back this way, we're not far from Toledo, Ohio, 50 miles for one of their repeaters. So I can get in on that one pretty good, too, with good conditions. Tonight it's really cloudy out back this way. And getting a little chilly out there. It was really windy today. We had that storm come through. I don't know if you got any of that storm on your way last night, but yeah, I can get into Toledo a little bit too. So not too bad. Maybe next year I'll get a small little 2 meter beam and play around with that. I like playing with antennas. Back to you.
Yeah, I built quite a few. I got one I'm working on now. I got the rubber pieces that I made. I got the conduit clamps and these telescopers. It'll do 20 through up through 2 meters telescoping widths, but the rubber components in it were too soft. So I've got some, my buddy Jerry picked us up some Delrin. So I got to turn some of those down and take these rubber ones out. The Delrin will hold up a little bit better, but I had it all formulated out so I could, it's pretty flat across each band I tune to, and you can configure that thing in just about any configuration as well.
Roger on that. Well, that's great that you can go through own antennas. I haven't been into that yet. I don't know if I have the patience for it. I have watched some people build them on YouTube, but you got to know your measurements. You got to know for each band, the length and everything. Like like I say, I'm new at it. I'm just learning as I go. But hey, that's great that you can do that for sure. Did you guys get that storm up there in Guilford?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in Vassar. We got peppered pretty bad here. A lot of people lost power. Trees down and whatnot. It got pretty bad. But, yeah, I monitor this machine here, this networked machine, so I monitor this quite often. And I'm still getting over the flu, so I don't want to stay on here too much longer. My voice is starting to fail again, and I want to listen around a little bit on HF tonight. But it's definitely nice making contact. Yeah, we got hit pretty hard here. A lot of lightning, a lot of wind. But we had a lot of ice loss around here locally, so we didn't have a lot of stuff breaking off here too bad, but some places did. They got hit pretty good.
Roger on that. Well, that's good. Wasn't too bad up here. We didn't have power loss or anything, but a few houses down from there, so one of the trees are a little bit uprooted. I'm just going to have to get that down. But, okay, we'll let you go. I'm so happy to talk with you, and if you monitor here, I'll come by here again and throw my calls out. Maybe I'll be able to snag you again. So take good care of that cold and flu, and we'll talk at you again. Thanks so much for the Q-Zone. KP8, I think it is. OLE, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India. The name's Kevin, by the way. Kevin, here in Windsor. 7-3 for now.
My name here is Mike India Kilo Echo. And the suffix always gets slaughtered on my call, but it's always close. The call sign is Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo. KB8OOE. 7-3, KB8OOE.
Okay, Mike, got it that time. I had it right the first time, and then I thought it was an L instead of an L, so I was wrong. Great. 7-3, Mike. OOE. KB8OOE. VA3. AIM. 7-3, Mike.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Copy that. KENSV, tell us.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra performing an antenna testing from storm management. Echo 8 Whiskey performing an antenna testing. Kilo Echo 8.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
DPZ monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
I'm monitoring.